Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you for calling Eminence Construction Corp. Lily?
Hi, how are you, Julie?
I'm very good, Lily. Let me go ahead and do the three-way calling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Lily. I have Thais on the other line.
Hi, Thais. How are you?
Hi, Lily. I'm doing good. Sorry for the rush on calls, but
that's okay.
When our Google Guarantee stops, our phone stops, and it kind of, like, worries me to, you know, to where we need it fixed right away. I've been doing some researches yesterday, and usually when the Google Guarantee is running, I can easily find Google either on where it says sponsored or on the verified with a little green check mark. And for the past 2 days, we haven't, even though on the system says it's still active.
Yes.
I haven't been able to find it. So I'm a little concerned if it has anything to do with the profile, because I've been uploading photos, you know, trying to make the Google profile a little more active.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. So when we...
And,
when
go
ahead.
No, go ahead. Now, I also, on the job descriptions on the profile, I did change and updated our where it says services and it has a little description there.
Okay.
I did change those descriptions to where it reflects a little bit more detail what we do and the location of what we're doing.
Okay.
So I don't know if that could influence the Google Verified.
No, it's not going to impact it negatively. Our team always reviews that information before they publish it. I'm sorry, just to confirm, did you do that on your Google profile or inside your dashboard?
No. I did that on my Google profile. When you go to, like, Google My Business.
Okay. So for those cases, we would prefer that you add or you change the description on your dashboard, because that's where our team can actually review the change before we publish it, and not, you know, just to ensure that it won't affect your listing negatively. But right now I'm not seeing anything,
mm-hmm.
Anything wrong with it. Last night when I was searching, with Lee, I did pull you up on number two. I took a screenshot of that, so you can see that. Right now, I'm seeing you on the first page, but it's not on number two. Let me give you the placement. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What did you research while you're seeing on first page? What did you type?
Yeah, the first thing I always use is the primary search phrase. In your case, is let me just check what I typed in exactly. Remodeling contractor.
Okay. Let me type that in. Let me log out of Paula's email and use my personal. See.
Okay. No worries.
So for the, I'm going to put Tampa, remodeling contractor Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. I have to put Tampa FL because I need to get the results to your area. But if you're in Tampa, you should just be able to type in remodeling contractor.
Okay. So if I search kitchen remodeling in Tampa, I should be able to pull it up the business as well, right?
That is one of your keywords. Let me just check to see. Yes. So right now when I'm typing in kitchen remodeling, I'm seeing you in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm actually seeing you in number 8 for Google Verified.
Okay, kitchen remodeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. And another question, Lily, this is for a sponsored, right? But it's not showing the verified yet as of, it's not showing the Google Verified.
So you have to click onto the Google profile itself. Let me go ahead and do that so I can show you how that works. Because I know that badge will disappear depending on, I'm sorry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought I heard somebody hang up. Okay. Yes. So, the badge on the Google profile, on the Google Verified, I believe appears and disappears. Let me just check and give you correct information here. Hang on one moment.
Yeah, because I see it now that it's on sponsored, but I do see it here, but
there
I don't
is.
See
mm-hmm.
on the Verified.
Where it's sponsored, that is the Google Verified. So right under sponsored, if once you see your profile, if you click on it and it, you know, Google pops it up to your screen, it shows a blue check mark that says verified. They changed that little check mark because they changed the Google Verified name and then some of their features. Along with that, they removed it and then it's now blue, but it'll say verified with a little blue check mark.
Okay, and how about the ads? How do I see if the ads are working?
Your Google Ads, you mean?
You know,
or
the way it needs to be.
Oh, are you talking about
the
ads? Is that for Google Verified?
Because
or for Google
the Google
ads?
Verified is
okay.
One thing and Google Ads is something different, correct?
Exactly, yeah. So for Google Ads, they are different. They won't show your Google profile. It's an ad out on Google. And that once you click on it, it takes you directly to your website. So I was explaining that to Julie yesterday. Since it's not a pay per lead, it's a pay per click system. You won't always see them. They rotate in and out throughout the day with other ads. But what brings them up is when customers in your area are searching for your business. So in order to look at look more at the details for those ads because they are different than Google Verified. We put that on your client dashboard. Let me just open this up. Let me go into campaign management here. Okay, yeah, so under campaign management, it gives you an overview of the spend for the Google Ads. Right now, it looks like you still have quite a bit of budget, over $2,000. But if you wanted to look at the ad itself, I would have to request that we send you one. The reason for that is because there isn't just one ad that we create. For example, like Google Verified, it's always the same listing. For Google Ads, we create
mm-hmm.
them. Yeah. So for Google Ads, we create them using 4 headlines and I believe 8 descriptions. And once those are created,
okay.
Google, yeah, they'll start to put them together and show them the way they work the best, what's going to bring you the best return, what's going to pull in more traffic. So it's not always going to look the same. But if you'd like to look at the headlines and the descriptions, I'd be more than happy to have that sent over to you as well.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to also, we did agree. I did approve a bunch of like keywords, like SEO words for the Google Ads, including bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, and et cetera. I was wondering if, considering since we do business in Tampa, I was wondering if we could update those words and include like kitchen remodeling Tampa, you know, kitchen remodeling. You know, just kitchen renovation in Tampa, something like that, because that's what people search the most. Would that be possible to do that for Google Ads and Google Verified?
So Tampa is not considered a keyword. Per Google's guidelines, they're considered areas. So when we optimize for keywords, but within that area. So you'll never see us, you know, write a keyword like kitchen remodeling Tampa. Tampa is always going to be considered an area. We always make sure that we have all your service areas listed. That's really what we can do. Per Google, we can't add areas to your keywords.
Oh, they won't allow you to add areas. Like
no,
kitchen remodeling Tampa.
Right, they're not considered keywords, they're considered service areas. That's why we make sure to always include your service areas, because when we optimize to get them found there so that you don't have to type in Tampa or anybody has to do that, because Google doesn't consider that a keyword. They're considered service areas.
Okay.
But I did request our Google Ads team. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I did request that we send you an email with all of the keywords, because that system is a little more detailed. It's got a lot more different variations of keywords that we type in or that we instill into the campaign. So you should be getting that email today. I requested it last night, but it was a little late in the day. So you should be getting that no later than by end of day today. It's already in their queue. And then, if you would like to add and remove any, we just ask that you reply to the email.
Okay, sounds good. And another question. We
sure.
see here on Open on Map,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to be listed there as well. How do we do that? Do you guys work on that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That is something that we're doing. For Tampa, because it is such a competitive big area, it is normal for your keywords, for not all your keywords to bring you up right away. It is going to take time. But that's something we're already doing on your account. That's already included. So let me just check a couple of keywords here. Hang on one second. Let's do kitchen remodeling.
Yeah, because I see here on Google Maps, I see a company here that started not so long, about a year ago, and they're already listed in all three platforms in Google.
What company is that?
Like Ed, Revive Design and Renovation. Revive Design and Renovation.
That one has over 399 reviews. I'm sure that this thing has existed longer than a year. There's always different factors, okay, that Google considers when it comes to ranking. One of them, of course, is the review.
How about Jeff Tampa Remodeling Sliding? That has 25 reviews.
Let me see. What keyword are you typing?
We have the name of the company. It's Lindo's Remodeling.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What keyword are you using to bring it up on the first page, like you mentioned?
I'm just looking it up on, Remodeling Contractor Tampa.
Okay, let's try that.
And then it shows on map.
Remodeling
Contractor Tampa.
I'm sorry, what did you say was the name of it?
Yeah. The name of it was Lindros, that one has 22 reviews. Lindros Remodeling, another one that has less reviews, and Gomez Remodeling. That one doesn't even have a location. I don't know how it's showing on Google Maps. It doesn't even have an address.
It doesn't need to.
Or nothing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't need to. You don't need to have an address.
Bay Area Contracting. Yeah, for example, like one that has 7 years on business. We've been on business more than that. Bay Area Contracting and Construction.
Mom!
Where are the clips?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just trying to, like, you know, trying to see what we can do to show on these platforms. I think it would be very
mm-hmm.
helpful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now when I'm typing in your primary search phrase of remodeling contractor on Maps itself, I am seeing you on the first page already. I'm seeing you actually in about position number 10. So you're about halfway on the first page, because we consider the first page just, you know, the first 20 placements. So you're about halfway there, but I agree. That can definitely go up, 10 positions. So I'm going to see what else we can do. I know we have the option to create flyers on your Google profile versus just the post. Would it be okay to have them created and put on your profile? Or we can send you a couple of examples and you can pick that, but that is something new that we're using, and it is helping, you know, to help with traffic and placement.
Yes. Okay. Is this going to be on Google Profile?
Yes.
Is this something I could be doing, or?
No, it is something you can do, but we actually create them ourselves, the flyers, because it is something that Google suggested for the accounts across the board, not just posts, but flyers. So that's something you can do on your end, but we create them with, you know, with our team, and then we post them on the Google Profile. But if you prefer that we create a few and send you them to pick from, we can do that. It'll really be entirely up to you.
Go ahead and create them focusing only on kitchen remodeling and bathroom remodeling.
Okay.
And we're changing a little bit of our website, too. I think we have too much information there. We're going to focus on kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, and interior remodeling instead of having all those tabs and drop down.
Okay.
So let's focus on those three. Because interior remodeling is pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
But I already sent the email to the website designer.
Okay.
Requesting all these changes, being very specific.
Okay.
So let's create those flyers if possible.
Okay.
For Google to see if it helps. I mean, we're trying to compete with these people, and mom's on the phone. We're trying to compete with these people, and it's hard because in here, this business is, you know, there's like
mm-hmm.
one contractor per house, I guess, in this area. So
yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
It's becoming very hard.
Mhm. But no worries. There's always options here.
It's a lot.
No worries. There's always options when it comes to optimization with Google. So I'll make sure to start there with the flyers. I'm sorry. I just wanted to confirm. You said it was three services, but I only got kitchen and bathroom remodeling. What was the third one?
Kitchen, bathroom remodeling, and interior remodeling.
And interior remodel. Okay, perfect. All right. So yes.
And then obviously under the interior remodeling, we're gonna have services like floors and
of course,
you know, design cabinets. But it's pretty self-explanatory once it gets to the website. What interior remodeling is pretty much everything. They know what we do. So we're going to try to get the website changed to simplify that. Another thing, Lily, I wanted to talk to you. Paolo did change his certified general contractor's license, residential license, to a general contractor's license.
Okay.
And with that, I was on chat. I woke up super early today because I wanted to do some research, and I was chatting with a Google customer service for a while, and I asked, and apparently in the state of Florida, general contractors can advertise bathroom remodeling. So it's not necessarily plumbing, like we can leave all the plumbing out, but bathroom remodeling involves many things like shower, retile, floors, cabinets, mirrors, lighting. So his license does qualify for bathroom remodeling. So I'm thinking I would send you an email of the new license. Maybe we can try to add the bathroom remodel button back on Google Certify to see if see what happens, you know, and then we'll send them a new license.
Okay, we can definitely try, but I'm pretty sure that it's going to require plumbing. I'm not sure what person you were talking to for, you know, today, but Google doesn't have, were you calling them on the phone or were you chatting them online or how were you talking to them?
I was chatting them online.
Okay. And where did you go? Did you go?
I was chatting with them online.
Yeah. Was it for Google Verified specifically?
Google Verify, I think. Yes. Because I had all these questions about what we can advertise or not.
Yeah.
And apparently.
Okay. Well, Google has a lot of different products, so there's a lot of different areas to Google when it comes. It's not always the same. For example, you know, like Google Ads, they are different when you're a locksmith or a plumber. it's just different depending on the product. But we can definitely try. If you'd like to send in the general contractor's license, I'll be more than happy to give it a go and hope, you know, cross our fingers. If we do need the plumbing license.
What product are we listed under? What product are we listed under? Are we listed under general contractor or a residential or remodeling contractor? What category are we under?
Let me check the campaign, but I believe there's multiple categories. Let me just check. Hang on one second.
Go play outside.
Outside?
That way. We go outside this way in a minute. Let mommy finish here. In the office. Go to the living room.
Okay.
Let me give you 20 seconds to watch a little YouTube while I'm on the phone. Come on.
Over here?
No, over here. Come on. Here, Isaac.
Okay, so right now I'm seeing that the category that we have for you is the, let me see, the one that's selected. There's multiple. Yeah, here we go. Okay, I believe Julie might have access to this, but first we have Countertop Pro as one of the categories. We have Flooring Pro. Actually, Flooring Pro is not enabled. There's no services enabled. We have General Contractor as the other one, which we have Home Remodel and Renovation enabled, and then we have Interior Finishing. And then the last category that's enabled is Kitchen Remodeling, which includes Kitchen Backsplash, Kitchen Island, Kitchen Cabinets, and then Kitchen Remodel.
Right. So I wanted to see if we could select a bathroom remodeling.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
With a license.
Right, but exactly.
Mm-hmm. When you started our account on Google Guarantee, which category, not category, but like what did you send the application as of, what is our license under?
That's a great question.
Submit the license. And
yeah, let me check. Mm-hmm.
Because when we first started, mm-hmm. we were able to advertise everything that allows a general contractor to do. And then all of a sudden, we had to renew our license, and mm-hmm. it got changed mm-hmm. once you guys did something there. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm trying to find out. Go to
well, what I'm seeing, yeah, for what I'm seeing when this account was created, it looks like we started with general contractor license. So the ones that are showing on the actual campaign are the general contractor license and the kitchen remodeling license. I guess that's what's included in the licensing that you submitted initially.
So it is under general contractors.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Mm-hmm. We have the general contractor licenses as the license.
Yeah, that's funny. So why would they change something that it was working for quite some time, you know?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I only got to the account halfway through. I can find out if you'd like the details, but what I can see is that it was created with the general contractor license, including the kitchen remodeling license.
Okay. Well, let's try to add bathroom remodeling and leave just check bathroom remodeling and leave everything else unchecked.
Okay.
And if they request a license, let's send them our new license and see if it goes through.
Okay, no problem. If you don't mind sending that in, that would actually be great. I can add the bathroom remodeling right now. I would just need to submit the license. So if you don't mind sending that in, I'd very much appreciate
it. Let me send that to you right now. Hold on, as we speak. One second.
Okay.
Do you want me to send it to a direct email or just to local/?
Yes, please.
To
so sorry, if you don't mind sending it to
local/support?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, let me attach that here.
All right. Excuse me, guys.
Yes, Julie.
Guys, do I need to stay on the line? We might have incoming calls. I might need
no. No, Julie, you don't have to. Can you disconnect without disconnecting us, or should you call me directly?
Lily, you have to call guys directly, or you can hang up now and I'll do the call transfer if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to call her directly or hang up? I'm sorry.
I think you can just call Thais directly. You already have her number, right?
Okay, yes, I have it right here. I'll give her a call right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Lily.
All right, thank you, guys. I leave for now.
Bye, Julie.
All right, bye.